said, I'll take it. But the pool table doesn't come with a house, so I have to buy my own, you know. So I said, oh, you mean you guys just furnish it to make it look good, huh? I don't get any of this stuff. Well, we can negotiate. But I saw this and I said, God, my whole life, I've wanted a room like that. And yeah, I want a little blinking neon there behind the bar. Yeah, all that stuff. 47 years, and I stand on the edge of that moment. I'll have a room with a pool table in it and a bar and a door out to the backyard in case you want to smoke a cigar. Screw it. I'm going to smoke a cigar in that room.
And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Good evening. Avon Products has named Andrea Young its new chief executive, the first woman ever to hold the top post at the world's biggest direct seller of beauty products. Avon's new CEO, first woman ever to run the company. Andrea Young, she was named on Thursday to replace Charles Perrin, who will retire from the company after just 16 months as chairman and CEO. There was speculation on Wall Street that Perrin's departure could be linked to the company's weak earnings. The company has struggled. I don't know if you are old enough to remember the Avon lady coming door to door. Was that a part of your childhood there, Bill? Probably not. Yeah, but I remember the Avon lady coming door to door, and it's kind of like Mary Kay or something. She's the first woman ever to run Avon. Young is a native of Toronto, credited with revamping Avon's cosmetics and fragrance lines, developing new products, and expanding Avon's other merchandise areas. Ted Bell, who is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, he's also president of the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. What a day for you guys in the boardrooms and, I guess, in the cigar rooms across Los Angeles, Ted?
There's no doubt about it, Phil. This is an exciting announcement. We had been anticipating this. I got to tell you something. I am absolutely impressed with this selection. I am absolutely impressed with the way Avon has moved very aggressively, I think, in this area, Phil. I think it's just a very exciting news for everybody. I think it's exciting news, number one, I think, for a lot of women who believe, and I'm sure that there are a few women out there who really believe that this was not going to happen at Avon, that there was going to probably be a few more months of hemming and hawing and a few more months of sort of corporate manipulation before they went ahead and announced another good old boy to the head of a company that really supplies products to women, and that's what we're talking about.
Well, we are talking about a company that is primarily a female consumer-oriented company. Why did it take so long?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. There have been a lot of women very, very qualified to run that company for a long, long time. I've known a lot of them. Andrea Young is tremendous. She's very well respected in the business community. And I was talking to a friend of mine, as a matter of fact. I think you know him, Jack York, over at the steakhouse today.
Yeah, I know Jack.
Jack was telling me that this was a logical thing. And if you look at the history of Avon, and you mentioned it, Phil, like growing up with the Avon lady going door to door, women, consumers of products that had weak earnings, there's no doubt about that. I don't want to make any comment directly on Charles Perrin's stewardship of that company, but there's no secret at Wall Street that the earnings were weak with that company. And I think it's great. The other thing that Jack mentioned to me, and I think it bears repeating, is the fact that this is a genius move on the part of the company, because when your number one consumer is a woman and you put a woman in charge of the company, it is a genius public relations move. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
How so?
Well, I think it's true that if women are aware of the fact that a woman is running the company, I think that it becomes a like almost an all-in-the-family sort of a domino effect. I think women see that. They're more inclined, perhaps, to sample the product. They understand that a woman is running the company. So there's a female sensibility in charge of Avon that is going to get more women involved in the consumer end of this company. It's going to get more women stepping up to the plate, whether it is in department stores, whether it is their door-to-door business, their catalog business. More and more female consumers are going to step up to the plate, I think, and begin to see this company as a company that's run by a woman, and I think it's going to help their sales. There's no doubt about that. I think it's a genius move in public relations.
Well, but also, you let's not make it sound too much like they're manipulating public sentiment here, okay?
No, what I'm saying is, if you want women to come, if your number one customer, Phil, and I've been in business, I've owned my own business for 25 years, if your number one customer is a woman, all right, it only stands to reason that you have a woman in place in a very visible part of your company, and that is your CEO, so that women who are going to buy the products are going to see, here's a woman who runs the company. I will buy Avon because there's a synergy, and this is a word we like to use a lot in business these days. There is a synergy going on there.
The other thing that I saw here, Ted, in seeing that Ms. Young was named as the CEO of Avon, is it gives women everywhere more impetus, more inspiration. It probably motivates them more to believe that they can run a major corporation. Not that they don't believe it themselves, but that I suppose that the door is going to open more freely.
Well, I think that's a very interesting concept. So you're saying, in other words, what you're saying is that if they have a woman running Avon, other women can see that there is a CEO, a female CEO. I don't think I understand.
What I'm saying is this. When you see a woman taking over the CEO position of a major corporation, other companies might be willing to give women a shot in that position, and women themselves are going to be even more inspired to bust through that so-called glass ceiling.
Hey, you're talking about companies other than Avon?
Yeah, I'm talking about just any corporation, any American corporation.
Yeah, that's an interesting... You know, what you don't want to do, you don't want to go overboard, but I think it's an interesting concept. Andrea Young running Avon is a genius move. She's a tremendous business person. I think she's going to do well for that company.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, you hear what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I think I understand.
What I'm saying is that other corporations, whether it be Avon, it could be Taco Bell, it could be anybody, will say, now let's give a woman a shot.
Right, but what you don't want to do is go overboard. You don't want to jump the gun. And
What do you mean going overboard?
Well, what I'm saying is Avon, this is a company that is, in other words, primarily for women. You know, it's makeup, and they have cosmetics. My understanding is they sell, what is this stuff? My wife, lipstick, and they sell the other thing that women wear. What is the...
eyeliner and make
yeah makeup and things like that. That is a genius move to put a woman in charge of a company like that, which has a synergy with its female customers.
Yeah, but again, my point, and I maybe you're missing it. Avon naming a woman CEO gives impetus to other companies, and maybe it liberates other companies in viewing women as candidates for the chief executive officer position in their companies.
Right. Well, it's something I got to mull over.
Well, what's to mull over? You know, in other words, if Avon is taking a shot...
Well, what's the mull over? See, what you're saying, you're talking about a woman running a company like what?
I'm talking about a woman running a company like whatever. I don't care. It could be Ford Motor Company. It could be the National Broadcasting Company.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. That's a thing to think about. I was excited about Avon. Okay, I was excited about...
Yeah, I understand that you're excited about Avon, and Avon made a wonderful choice if she is the businesswoman that you say she is. Okay, and I'm sure...
No, she is a tremendous businesswoman, and she really... But you were mentioning a woman running a car company? Were you?
No, I was just using it as an example of...
You're talking about a woman running a car company, right?
I was using it as an example of what women can do now when other companies look at Avon.
But you were you making a joke, or was it...
No, I wasn't. What do you mean, was I making a joke?
So you were... See, what I wanted to talk a little bit about a woman running Avon is, this is a genius move. I don't think you want to start getting too far ahead of yourself. In other words, I don't think that you want to start talking, because what you do, Phil, when you talk like that is you send shockwaves, and there's some panic and this sort of thing. You drop that bomb on Wall Street, and you're going to start seeing what has been so far a very bullish market. You're going to start to see a little bit of instability.
And what bombshell? That a woman could run Ford?
If you're seriously talking, don't get me any trouble here, Phil. You tend to get in a lot of trouble on your show. What I'm saying is, let's pat Avon on the back for this move. Let's see how it goes. But when you start talking about a woman running Ford and this and that and everything, you know, let's slow down just a little bit.
Slow down. All right. Well, hold the line here, Ted. Ted Bell is with us, and they named Andrea Young. You may not know who she is. What is significant is that she is the first woman to ever run Avon. She is the CEO, chief executive officer. What I'm detecting here from Ted, or maybe I'm wrong, as I said, well, doesn't this give other companies the inspiration to hire other women as CEOs? And he's telling me that I'm getting too far ahead of myself. I don't know what your feelings might be on that. It's the Phil Hendry Show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, who is the owner of a steakhouse in Beverly Hills, Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I wanted to ask you, Ted, how your son's doing?
Scott's doing very well, Phil, and thank you for asking.
Because I know he had a fall off the roof of your house or something. You kids were playing?
Yeah, we had a birthday party. A bunch of boys were over, and the ball got over the roof. But I thank you very much for asking. He's doing all right. We had a scare.
I know he broke an arm.
He did. He fractured his arm just below the elbow, but he's doing all right.
Well, let's get back to what we're talking about here. Avon naming a new CEO. It is a woman, and it's the first time a woman has been named CEO of this company. And, you know, I just wanted to say that, and you seem to be disagreeing that women, are you disagreeing that women can run companies?
No, I'm saying she's a tremendous, tremendous businesswoman. Andrea Young, who's in charge of Avon, you're saying that this is going to inspire other companies to hire other women. Is that correct?
I would hope so, and I would hope that it would at least open up the talent pool to whoever, you know?
Well, I think it's tremendous. I think it's just tremendous that Avon has hired this woman.
Yeah, but what about other companies?
Well, I think it's tremendous for Avon. And I think that...
What about other companies, though?
You know, you've got...
Why is that hard? Why is it so hard to answer?
Because I don't think you want to move too fast is all I'm saying. I think it might work, but you're talking about something that's highly experimental. Highly experimental, having a woman be the CEO of a company. Now, I'm not talking about a COO. I'm not talking about a CFO. I'm not talking about chief financial people or you're operating. But the CEO, that's what, you know, that's highly experimental. And you know, you've got Wall Street to think about.
All right, let me go to some phone calls here and see what other people are thinking. Lebanon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I don't know what this guy is talking about. He's saying that it's experimental that women are in charge?
No, I'm sorry. I mean experimental. I'm saying you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. And I understand that you're a woman. And you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
No, we're not ahead of ourselves. This is 1999. We're going into the year 2000.
Absolutely. And I know there's a lot of support people. You got a wonderful group of people who run companies. But we're talking about CEO. And what I'm trying to suggest here, I'm suggesting taking it slow.
No. Right? We don't need to take it slow. We've taken it slow for hundreds of years.
No, well.
We are way behind the times. There are women of other countries that are president.
You've had, absolutely. There are women of other countries. We're not taking it slow in terms of the business world. Women can run countries. You know, we have kings and queens and so on and so forth. But, you know, let's not get crazy here.
Well, I think we should get crazy. And women should can be and are presidents of companies all over the nation.
Well, give me one.
My sister's the president of a company down in Los Angeles.
I'm talking about a major corporation. All right, a major corporation.
There's women who own radio stations. There's women who own companies, not even working for someone else.
Now, the company that used to own the station that I work out of here in Los Angeles, Ted, Cox Broadcasting, is owned by two women.
Yeah, I know. The Cox sisters are two women who are removed from the business. They have money that they inherited from their father. They are removed from the business. They've got, if you take a look at the board of directors of that company, it's solid men. All right, so what they're doing basically is they're overseeing a company that's run by men. And what I'm trying to suggest here is just because Avon named a woman as the CEO, what are you people saying?
I think this is fantastic, and I believe you're right about it. It is a company for women, and women should have been running it for a long time now.
Exactly,
and this is way
point.
Too late.
Exactly my point.
And this is way too late.
But what about
slow down at all?
What about other companies?
I think companies all over the nation do need more women representing because
watch
women
it.
Are
watch
the,
it. Watch
women
it.
Do
you gotta
hold
watch it.
The purse strings.
You gotta
in this
watch.
Country.
Yeah, but hold on. Slow down. That's all I'm saying. You're gonna have a woman running Ford? Is that what you're talking about?
I think a woman should own Ford.
Women
Nissan.
Can own Fords. I'm telling you, you want a woman running Ford.
I want a woman doing everything at Ford,
you know
designing
what,
and
sure
owning.
You do. I'm sure you'd like that, but is it smart? That's all I'm saying. Is it smart?
I think women hold the purse strings in this company and do
yes,
spend the majority of the
spend money. Women spend money. I'm talking about running a company. Big difference from spending money, running a company. I give
you
my wife a credit card.
You have to cater to your customers. A lot of men can't do that.
When I give my wife a credit card, she can run that thing, and my wife can hit the limit on my credit card better than anybody, okay?
So
she
if
can
you
spend
were
money.
In charge of a company, though, wouldn't you want a woman that was catering to those women?
Well, let me ask you something. Why would I want a woman in charge of a company if what you're telling me is all they know how to do is spend money?
I'm not saying that's all
that's
that women
exactly
know
what
how
you
to
did,
do.
So they have the purse strings.
I'm saying that women do spend the money in this country and decide what to buy in the household, and so that I want to
all
buy
right, if
things
women
from
buy,
companies
if women
that are run by women.
Why?
Because I believe that they know what women should cater to and what women want.
So you will only buy stuff from companies run by women?
No, I can't, because there aren't enough companies run by women in order to do
well,
that.
In other words, you want all the companies run by women?
No, I it would be
if women hold the, if women hold the purse strings, then all the companies should be run by women.
That's what she's saying, Phil, and I think you're getting through. I think you're getting to what this woman's talking about. You've got a decided prejudice in favor of women, which I think is highly destructive, and I think it's going to help this country.
All right, here is Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Memphis, hi.
How are you?
Fine.
I've been listening to the conversation here, and I also have to applaud Avon's move here.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic move.
It is by no means the first example of that happening, though.
Well, what are you talking about?
About 3 weeks ago, Fortune magazine did an article about women CEOs and women in leadership positions in business, and there are major companies out there that have women CEOs, one of them being Hewlett-Packard.
Hewlett-Packard? Hello?
Yes, Hewlett-Packard.
I think you got your information wrong.
Why don't you go get yourself
Dan Spearman,
a copy of Fortune magazine?
Well, Dan Spearman has been the CEO of Hewlett-Packard for at least the last 10 years. So I don't know what you're talking
about. I think you need to read some new information.
Well, if you're saying to me that a woman runs Hewlett-Packard, that's a figurehead position. All right. And that's something else, Phil, that happens.
What do you mean a figurehead position?
Well, they're going to put a woman in there so that it looks like they're doing some positive things in terms of hiring women. But
oh,
not,
come on.
No, wait a second. You're not trying to tell me she's running the company.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, a company like Hewlett-Packard is not a company that sells products exclusively to women.
No,
so
absolutely not.
It's not a figurehead type move for them.
It's good for business. You put a woman in there as a figurehead is all I'm saying. They're not making any real decisions.
Oh, I don't agree at all.
Go back and read your Fortune 500 another couple of times, my friend. I think you need to check into that a little bit, I think.
Go ahead and read it.
Yeah, I'll read it, but I'm saying, is she really making decisions? I think you're going to be shocked to find out the truth.
All right.
Well, thanks for your opinion.
Whatever. So you're basically saying that women are incapable.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying it at all. I'm saying let's not ruin a country and a country's business rushing to put these the broads in, is all I'm saying.
Phil Hendry Show.
Si vous voulez des nains, rien de Phil Hendry. Du contraire, une attitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Dubis American. Et maintenant, voici Phil.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So Ted Bell is with us here. We're talking about a woman who has been named. Been a lot of interesting business news today, by the way. Microsoft was held liable, I guess, in the antitrust suit. They were found to be a monopoly, an illegal entity. And so that was huge, huge news in the world of business. And probably not as big, but perhaps is significant. Avon names a new CEO, first woman to ever run the company.
Phil, I wanted to say,
and we have Ted Bell with us. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, Phil, I want to say I think I applaud Avon. I think people are missing my point here. I applaud Avon. I applaud them for hiring this woman. You got a lot of women out there who buy makeup. I don't know a guy that buys makeup. You know, but maybe those guys you got there in the afternoon, that Carell character, maybe he buys a little makeup. But
all right, okay, forget about that, okay? What we're talking about here is whether or not a woman is capable of running a company. You seem to think that a woman is not.
No, I did not say that. I said I applaud Avon.
Yeah, but when I bring the conversation over to Hewlett-Packard or to Ford or anything...
Well, I don't think you're talking with... These are... those are real companies. I mean, that's a real company. And
Avon is not a real company?
No, it's not that Avon is not a real company, but it's a company that they're selling things, you know, door-to-door and all of that nonsense, whereas when you got Hewlett-Packard, that's a big company.
But they have a woman CEO.
Yeah, and Phil, and I say this with all due respect, it's possible it's a figurehead position. You see what I'm saying? See, at Avon, you have that door-to-door chick that goes around or whatever it is. And a Hewlett-Packard...
Why? It's a figurehead position.
I think you're going to find that, Phil, and I've been in business for a lot of years. They put women in these jobs in order to facilitate a better public image with regard to the glass ceiling, with regard to minority hiring, and, of course, EEO hiring. Believe me, I know.
Okay, let's get... You know. You're in the restaurant business.
I know, Phil. Believe me.
Okay, let's go over to Costa Mesa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I want to ask... What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Oh, but you should listen to the show after it's over. You sound
I'm
like
not
you're
afraid
really.
Of anything.
Okay,
I'm not
well,
of
that's what it sounds like. And
well,
you know what?
That's you. That's your perception.
No, everybody over here in Costa Mesa, we're all kind of.
Let me tell you something.
What is this guy afraid of?
You have to own your own perception. I'm Ted Bell. I don't have any fear. I've been in business for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I've owned my own restaurant.
Sure.
Okay. I've gone eyeball to eyeball, my friend, with a wolf at the door. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
And,
Who hired this lady? Lady is the CEO.
Well, I the board of directors.
Okay,
obviously.
Were they all men?
It could be.
So you then know, you're saying that those
Avon.
Men were stupid?
No, I applaud Avon. You didn't hear what I said. I applaud
yeah,
Avon.
Did.
I applaud Avon.
I do too.
Wait a minute, ma'am. He thinks the move is good by Avon. We're talking about
yes.
other companies, okay?
I applaud Avon.
But then he gets afraid.
But that's when you got a broad going door. I mean, a woman going door to door. A woman going door to door selling cosmetics.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Didn't Hoover start out that way?
I guess you didn't hear much of what we were talking about.
Well,
he says he's in favor
afraid.
Of it.
He sounded afraid if another
No, he said that he's
CEO.
Fine. No, he said he was fine. No, you didn't hear it. Sit back and listen to a little bit more of the show, okay?
I heard.
Here is Temecula on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, this is
yes,
Brian.
Sir. Hi.
Yeah, you know, this guy is very narrow-minded. Have you ever heard?
I don't think so. And Mr. Henry just said it. I applaud Avon for their hire.
That's fine. We heard you say that. But listen, have you ever heard of Mattel, the biggest toy maker in the world?
The toy company.
Yes. Do you know who the CEO is?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Jill Barrard.
Okay.
Jill Barrard is the CEO of
Mattel. A toy company. They make little wind-up, little cars and stuff.
No. They're
Come
the biggest
on.
Toy manufacturer in the world.
Hey, well, that's not exactly a cornerstone of the American economy.
That's a huge
toys.
Company. And now you've said these other companies.
You're trying to tell me that the toy companies go under? There we go. We're not going to eat for the next 20 years? I mean,
no.
It's a toy company.
No, what I'm saying is
toys.
That they supply toys all over the world.
Toys, makeup.
It's a huge company.
All right. Let's talk about a real company. All right.
It is a real company.
Let's talk about Ford Motor Company, my friend. I don't know what kind of car you drive.
I drive a Ford, thank
okay.
you.
You want a woman running that company?
I don't care, as long as she's doing a good job.
And okay, so your wife's standing in the room? Is that what
I'm
hearing?
My wife is not standing in the room.
Well, then why are you saying
what does that have
saying?
To do with it?
Well, I'm asking why you're saying what you're saying then.
Does his wife have to be standing in the room?
Going to come out and say something like that.
Oh, come on. If a woman's qualified to do a job, she should get the job. It doesn't matter if it's a male or female,
okay,
or black or white or whatever.
Hey, you just said the magic word. I want everybody to know something, Phil, okay? I don't have a problem with the blacks running the companies. I got no problem. Okay, I'm not racial and I'm not prejudiced, and I don't want anybody thinking that I am.
Nobody brought that up.
Let's go slow, okay?
Let's go slow.
You talk about Mattel. They make toys. They make dolls. They make
yeah. They make toys for all the children all over the world. And she brought. Listen.
Do you call that a primary? Do you call that a primary American product? Toys.
Listen to me.
You know the Germans made toys. Guess what? They lost two world wars, my friend.
What do they have to do with it?
Great toy makers. Fantastic toy makers. Two world wars.
They're great toy makers.
You got it. But they lost two world wars, my friend.
The thing is, she bought this company from dire straits.
Right.
It was ready to go belly up. and now it's one. It's the most successful flight company in the world.
I agree. I agree.
What are you saying? What are you saying? It's not a real. You're saying it's not a real company.
No, I didn't. I said. Well, I'm saying that Avon is a great company for this woman to run. I'm saying. You don't want to go too fast. Henry is sitting here saying, let's put a broad in charge of Ford, for crying out loud.
He's not saying that at all. What he's saying is
I said
that,
what's wrong with a company.
What's wrong with them considering it?
Well, I you know what? I don't know where I am right now. Am I talking to a man?
You're talking to two men.
Listen, I've got very thin hair. I've got testosterone, boys.
All right, man.
You're talking to a man.
You're talking to two men. I'm bald totally, all right? We're two men.
To you guys, that you're talking, you're sitting here trying to impress all the women in the audience. I know why Henry's doing it.
They're human beings.
We're not at a coffee clutch. Okay, let's just be us guys for a minute. Okay, let's talk like we're having a drink over at my restaurant right now. Okay.
Sure.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Right. Let's pretend the women have left the room.
What's your name? My name's Brian.
Okay, Brian. I'm Ted. All right. Let's pretend all the women have left the room. All right.
Yeah?
All right, I'm going to talk to you straight, okay?
Fine.
Hey, Brian?
We're having a cigar, too,
yeah,
right?
Okay, we're having a cigar.
Okay,
Brian, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you... what's the word I want to find here?
Spit it out.
Is it Faye? Is that the word I'm looking for, Phil?
Say again?
Are you Faye?
Am I Faye?
Yes, sir.
Are you losing your mind?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Wanting to have get the broads over here at Ford?
Faye?
Is that a yes?
What do you mean, is he Faye? Spit it out, okay?
I'm talking about the guy said he... All right.
My name is Brian.
His name's Brian. He's a guy.
I'm straight as an arrow. I've been married for 9 years.
Well, I have a newborn baby. I don't get what you guys are talking about.
What?
Ted Bell, I'll tell you something. Ted Bell thinks that you're not being honest, all right?
And he thinks I'm not being honest.
Ted Bell thinks you're not being honest. That's all I'm saying. Ted Bell believes that when it comes to the men of this world, what we really want to see are the guys running the corporate until the women can do it. And I'm not saying that women can't do it. I'm Ted Bell.
You're Ted Bell.
Would you trust a woman running your restaurant? No, sir. But I built that restaurant.
Are you married?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, your wife's a co-owner. Would you trust her?
My wife's got community property. Let me tell you something. Ted Bell's wife doesn't go anywhere near Ted Bell's restaurant.
And why is that?
Because Ted Bell's wife...
Because you keep the ball and chain on her. You keep your foot on her.
No, I know. Ted Bell's wife goes wherever Ted Bell's wife wants to go, but Ted Bell's wife doesn't run his restaurant. If you think Mrs. Ted Bell makes decisions with regard to Ted Bell's businesses,
I got this swamp land I want to sell you. It's half her restaurant.
Well, let me tell you, if you think Ted Bell's wife is making decisions, you're fake.
Well, listen. I own a cabinet business, all right? I manufacture cabinets. My wife is half the owner. She helps with my decisions.
Oh, now I get it. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now I get it. Now this is the whole thing. Okay, there we go.
And she muscled you into the thing.
Okay, I got it.
And what I understand with you is that you keep the hammer on your wife. You keep on your wife.
All right, thank you, sir, for your call. What are you saying to this guy?
Ted Bell believes that...
Well, you stop with the third person.
I'm sorry?
Stop with the third Ted Bell believes.
I just say that Ted Bell, I believe that he wasn't being completely honest with Ted Bell. That's all I'm saying.
Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
I want to speak to Ted Bell about the women.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what were you saying, or what would you consider a real company? He said, you know, Ford's a real company.
This guy's bringing up toy companies. This guy's bringing up makeup companies.
What's your criteria for a real company?
Well, I'm thinking of a company that is providing a necessary product that, you know,
You say you're a businessman on the side, right?
Yes, sir.
And would you go by?
Okay,
sales?
So what is your comment?
Ted
Bell thinks. Ted Bell believes. Uh-huh. Important products are products that help move and motivate the country. I don't think that Ted Bell believes that makeup and toys. What does it? That's what Ted Bell thinks.
Okay.
All right.
Well, would you say if you were in the top 20?
All right. Anyway, thanks for your call. Here's Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
It's what that guy.
Hello, Atlanta.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I had a question for Mr. Bell.
Yes, sir.
You are a restaurateur?
Yes, sir, I am.
How many restaurants do you own?
I own a restaurant.
You own a restaurant?
Yeah.
Have you ever been a CEO?
I'm the CEO of my company.
Your company of one?
Well, I've got other businesses.
Such as?
Okay, what is your point? This is not 20 questions tonight. What have people got to say here? Everybody's calling up with this long list of questions that they've got.
Phil, if the people want to ask Ted Bell questions, if you can ask Ted Bell questions. What's your question for Ted Bell?
Will you knock it off with the third person?
He's got a question for Ted Bell.
Is with your background as a restaurateur of a single unit and these other companies, what background does that give you to be able to judge the character of a female to run?
What's your background? Are you a CEO?
I'm not a CEO.
All right,
but
what are your qualifications to comment on whether a woman's qualified or not?
This is an idiotic discussion, okay?
Probably equal to yours, which would be none.
Well, he owns a company, do you? All right, anyway, okay, see you later. Oh, man.
Well, you'll see what's happening. So you got all these pussy whip guys from the South calling in. Boy, let me tell you something.
Okay, great. We don't need to hear it, all right?
But Ted Bell believes that you got a lot of guys out there who are trying to impress their wives with all of this commentary, okay? Ted Bell is not pussy whipped. Ted Bell.
Thank you. I don't need any more of that. Ted Bell. You know, Ted.
I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, thank you. You know what you need is a little honesty, okay? A little self-scrutiny to ask yourself why you have the attitudes that you have, Mr. Ted Bell. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Do me a favor, any bumper music with horns in it, just you can throw it away. That is a good way to start. Horns, anything with a mambo beat, pitch it. And then we can move from there. Tony Sorrentino, engineering tonight. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us, and you sound like a complete and utter a chauvinist.
My wife walked in a minute ago and said the same thing, okay?
So even your wife understands this, right?
Well, Phil, everybody wants to ignore what I said tonight, which is I'm very happy.
Yeah, you're happy that Avon hired a CEO.
Look, let me tell you, my wife makes a mean pot pie. My wife is a great mother to our kids. My wife is a hell of a, runs a beautiful home. My wife, it makes me very happy, you know, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, she makes me very, very happy, if you know what I'm talking about, huh?
We get it, man, okay?
All right, I'm just saying. But run a business? I mean, something other than Avon. You know, but she makes me very, very, very happy, my friend. Speaking of Hoover. And
I got it, okay? What is it with you? Everything's got to be the double entendre, man. We're talking about women in business.
Well, I'm making a point here, that's all.
Let me go to Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. I own four companies. I am the CEO of my business. I have three restaurants.
Good for you.
In two of my restaurants, I have women that manage them.
Oh, boy.
And the reason why that is because every man that I've put in the job is not a detail-oriented person.
Either women are all detail-oriented?
They don't like to run a clean facility. They don't keep good books.
Well, I'll tell you something. My wife is a good woman, but she's a slob. So you can't tell me every woman's detail-oriented. My wife is a slob.
And you tell me...
Just told me that she ran a wonderful house and takes good care of you, speaking of Hoover.
Yeah, well, she does.
Then if she's a slob, then she's a slob with you, because you're a slob if she is.
No, I see, that's how it works. See, you're saying that every woman is clean. I'm telling you, my wife, I got to remind her to flush a toilet. You got to do that?
No.
Oh, come on, Ted.
I am telling you, Phil, I love my wife dearly, but I got to remind her to flush a toilet.
And how many times does she have to remind you to put the toilet seat down?
Never. Never. Never.
Never.
Never. But I got to keep telling my wife, and I said, honey, oh, boy, how about just pulling that chain? That would be such a wonderful thing in my life. So what I'm saying to you is this.
Do we have to bring your wife's toilet habits?
No, what I'm saying to the guy is that you can't make a generalization that all women are detail-oriented or all women are clean.
No, you can't say that all guys are either.
I would hire a woman
over a guy to run my business any day of the week.
You don't want your toilets flushed? Okay, great.
That has nothing to do with flushing my toilets. It has to run in good books and clean facilities.
There you go. And you have three restaurants, sir, correct?
I surely do.
Big deal.
Plus,
well, what are you putting him down for?
Company.
Huh?
Plus, I own a Bell Bond company.
A Bell what?
A Bell Bond business. You know, bailing people like you out of jail when they screw up.
Belling.
Bail. Bail. He got to bail you out of jail.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
Let me tell you something, my friend. I've never been in jail in my life. So,
well, it's an attitude like yours that's chauvinistic, and one of your employees will sue you for being a chauvinist.
Oh,
one of these
sue me for having
an
opinion?
Like
I don't think so. I
surely do think so.
Let me tell you, before you hire a woman, run around and see if the toilets are flushed. Then you call me back.
Yeah, yeah, see, you, with an attitude like that, you say that to one of your employees. You tell a female employee of yours to go in and clear toilets because that's her job because she's a woman, and she will sue you, and you will be in jail before you even know it.
Well, you don't say you have to do it because you're a woman. You just say that's your job.
You say that's your job.
Yeah.
But every time you're only giving that to a woman instead of giving it to a guy,
right?
You know, women aren't stupid. They're going to pick up on this.
No way. I got my ass covered six ways to sunrise.
Well, yeah, okay. It's probably covered by something else, but exactly.
What's that supposed to mean?
Huh?
What's that supposed to mean?
Hey, a woman would do a better job for you in your restaurant than you or any guy would ever do running your restaurant.
I agree with you, sir. Okay.
Ted Bell doesn't get the joke.
What do you mean he doesn't get the joke?
Ted Bell didn't understand I got my ass covered by something else. What's Ted Bell?
Well, maybe you got your ass covered by something else. That's why you're so happy with guys instead of with women. I don't know.
Oh, you're saying Ted Bell's gay?
No, I'm saying maybe you are.
That's who I am, Ted Bell.
Oh, well, I'm on a cell phone, so you break up every now and again when you talk.
Great. Sir, he's got this third-person kick that he gets on. Here is Phoenix on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Phoenix, hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yes.
I just have a comment for Ted Bell. I think
that is Ted Bell, ma'am. How are you?
I am fine, other than the fact that I think you are a knuckle-dragging idiot.
You're calling Ted
you
Bell?
You need to face the fact that this is the 90s, and we're entering the millennium, and women are excelling in the business world.
Ted Bell understands this.
No, you don't understand it. What you understand is you think women should run women-oriented companies such as toy companies and makeup companies.
But they do.
There are mortgage companies out there where they are being run by women,
We
are running circles around men.
Gouging you on the rates, too. I wouldn't go to a book. Come on. Ted Bell's not going to do that. Look, I mean, Ted Bell believes that women can run...
Will you please stop with the third person, okay?
Well, Gingerbread Men Incorporated is not a real company. You see what I'm saying, ma'am? Do you understand Ted Bell?
You know what?
Do you have a company? Do you have a company?
I do have a company.
You know what I go down to Phoenix. I go to Scottsdale a lot. And what do I see? A lot of these businesses that are run by women. Ted Bell sees businesses, gingerbread, come on in and get a donut or what. You know the deal that I'm talking about?
You know what? We're not talking about these small-time businesses. We're not talking about makeup companies. We're not talking about toy companies. I'm talking about industries that contribute to our economy, such as mortgages. Do you know anything about mortgages at all? You probably don't even own a home.
I own three homes.
You own
Let me ask you a question, okay? Ted Bell wants to ask you something, okay?
Okay, ask me. Ask away.
You sound like a very intelligent woman, and you sound like you have a lot of passion for what you do. And a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. Are you interested in? Have you ever waited tables?
No, I have not.
Hmm. Can you carry a tray?
What difference does it make whether I can carry a tray or not?
Do me a favor, will you? Just for fun, okay?
Sure.
Hold your right hand out, extend it out to the side.
Okay.
Now walk a couple of steps.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
That feel okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a waitress. Now look.
What do you mean, hold her hand out, okay?
All I'm saying is, Phil, I'm trying to give the lady an idea. I bet you're a mean hostess. Say this, party of five for Johnson. Just,
ma'am, don't say that.
Please.
Don't do it, ma'am.
Please.
Why would I do that? You are
please.
Wasting my time.
Don't do it, ma'am.
Please.
Wasting my time.
No, I'm not wasting your
time. Why don't you talk to me about something that requires some intelligence? Do you know
it
how
does.
To figure a 30-year mortgage at $100,000 at 8% interest off the top of your head? Or do you need a calculator?
30 years, $100,000, 8%. Can I get back to you, Ned?
No, tell me right now. I mean, you claim to be so incredibly intelligent, and the women of this world are not smart enough to run a business.